Good evening, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tonight, I have the pleasure of interviewing Salty Greyhound as they prepare to release their first album since 2019. And we are going to get to hear some little spoilers from it. So stick around, it's going to be a lot of fun. They'll be coming in around 7:45. And until then, I get to play you guys my, you know, if you wanted to hear a typical Eclipse playlist, I'm sure that you could have tuned in at any point in the last week, and you would have gotten a perfectly decent, you know, if stereotypical, I mean, thanks. You would have heard, like, The Police with Invisible Sun, Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun, Blinded by the Light, Total Eclipse of the Heart, you know, all those typical Eclipse by Pink Floyd, maybe even Dark Side of the Moon. So you'd get, like, a lot of, you know, what you'd expect. So instead, I've decided to make a more customized playlist. Sorry, the levels are weird. We're having some technical difficulties again in the studio. Oh, that's so much better. Wow. If you're a DJ listening, stop breaking things. Anyway. I've broken things. It happens. Anyway, I digress. Instead, I'm going to give you guys a playlist describing my Eclipse experience. I went to Buffalo, stayed with some friends of mine, saw some old friends of mine, had a blast. But if you're watching the news, it was cloudy. It was cloudy in Buffalo. We got totality, but we only got to see the total eclipse for about 30 seconds, and other than that, it was behind clouds. And we did get some glimpses of it as it was approaching totality, but the day before, gorgeous. Went to Niagara Falls, loved it. So we've got a couple topical songs about rivers, and then we've also got some songs about rainbows coming off the falls. We've got some about rainy days, skies in general, and yeah, so it was a beautiful blue sky, not a single cloud in the sky the day before and the day after, but the day of, totally overcast. Brutal. And you know what? A lot of people decided that they didn't want to deal with that. I had some friends who decided to, like, you know, leave the party early to go and follow the sun. And I can't say that I would blame them. But that is why we're going to be starting off with the Beatles tonight with All Follow the Sun.
Tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. Tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Yeah, tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. Find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Morning, today's forecast calls for blue skies.
us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you. Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do.
It's hanging down on me, and it's a hitchhike 100 miles. I'm a ragamuffin child, pointed finger, painted smile. I left my shadow waiting down the road for me a while. Cloudy, my my thoughts are scattered and they're cloudy. They have no borders, no boundaries. They echo and they swell from Tolstoy to Tinkerbell, down from Berkeley to Carmel. Got some pictures in my pocket and a lot of time to kill. Hey sunshine, I haven't seen you in a long time. Why don't you show your face and bend my mind? These clouds stick to the sky like a floating question mark. They linger there to die. They don't know where they're going, and my friend, neither do I. Cloudy, 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 cloudy.
In a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
All of the songs so far have been describing my trip last weekend to Buffalo, New York, where I went to see the total eclipse of 2024. So we started off with the Beatles' All Follow the Sun. I did not follow the sun, I followed the clouds. But before the eclipse, there were beautiful, perfectly blue skies, so I followed it up with Electric Light Orchestra's Mr. Blue Sky. And after that was Simon and Garfunkel with Cloudy, describing the actual day of the, not even the day of the eclipse, because after the eclipse, it was a beautiful blue sky, but it was definitely cloudy during the eclipse. Still well worth the trip. Lovely drive right down I-90. It's literally right down the road, 6 or 7 hours. And after Simon and Garfunkel, we had the Beatles, our second Beatles song of the hour. And I think maybe the last, I don't know, there might be a couple more. No promises. I mean, I could have played Here Comes the Sun, but I didn't yet. I'm not planning to. Anyway, that was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Lucy wasn't what obscured the sun, it was the moon. And behind me right now is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with The River. And the river that I have in mind is the Niagara River. If you haven't been to Niagara Falls, you should. It's pretty cool. If you live in Boston, you know, it's a 7 hour drive, but it's pretty cool. And you're like, oh, it's just, you know, a bunch of water falling. I saw a sign there saying that there's, I want to say something like 75,000 gallons per second at the height of summer falling over the American Falls. If you want to fact check me, you can always call in at 855-915-9636. Or don't. Just take my word for my word. And yeah, a lot of water. And we did the math. And if you drank like 2 gallons of water every day, starting the day that you were born, and we were doing some very, you know, like napkin dinner math, I think you would need to drink 2 gallons of water every day and live to be about 100 to drink as much water as flows over just the American Falls per second. And then the Horseshoe Falls are even bigger. So it's a lot of water. And yeah, it was just really cool, very pretty. The Canadian side is way better. The American side, you're actually like, that's where the falls are, so you can't really see them from the American side. But still, really cool, both sides. Would highly recommend checking out Niagara Falls. And Buffalo was really cute. I didn't know what to expect, but I really enjoyed it. And coming up next, because I was so impressed by the falls, we're gonna have a second song called The River in a row. This one by Feivel is Glauk.
Doesn't matter what you know, but you were eager to deliver. dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you.
And now, it didn't quite rain, but they really could have saved all of those clouds for a rainy day.
Don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup, burden that you carry. More than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. You never make your mind up like Robin with your eyes shut. Rough around the edges, won't someone come and take you home? Waiting for a breakthrough, what will you set your mind to? We stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain. We'll be right back.
All right, that was just the Jayhawks with Save It for a Rainy Day. And let's see. This is something that I heard today at work. I think that, let's see, I'm going to look it up. NASA Images Eclipse. I think that space station crew captures image of moon's shadow during solar eclipse. I think that this is kind of a first, from what I heard. While millions of people looked skyward at Monday's total solar eclipse on Monday, that's not repetitive and it doesn't even repeat itself, a handful of Earthlings took in a much different view of the rare phenomenon from the International Space Station. As the station orbited above southeastern Canada, flight engineers Matthews, Dominic, and Jeanette Epps managed to photograph and videotape the moon's shadow on Earth about 260 miles below them. Very cool. They took it from the outpost's cupola, known as Window to the World. The International Space Station itself experienced about 90% totality during its flyover. And wow, everyone should look up this video. It looks like something out of an anime. There's just this big, dark, shadowy blob over the surface of the Earth, and it looks really eerie. That's so cool. Yeah, everyone look that up. I wish I could broadcast it to you all over the radio waves, but I can't. So broadcast myself persuading you very persuasively to look it up, because that looks pretty darn cool. I hope all of you guys got to see the eclipse, whether it was partial or full or, you know, what have you. And they weren't, they were out in space walking around. They weren't on a spacewalk, and they weren't walking on an extraterrestrial body, but I bet that they would, I don't know, would they have gotten a cool view if they were walking on the moon? We'll be right back. What an ending. And that was just Salty Greyhound's new first song on their new album coming out Friday, right? Let me get your mics on.
Hello. Yes, that's right. Friday.
How are you guys feeling about it?
Pretty very excited. It's been a long time in coming, so we're really pumped.
Great. Yeah. I'm going to do a quick PSA and then we can get to it. Here's some numbers to think about. The U.S. has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And now that that's out of the way, we are currently missing one, but if you three would like to introduce yourselves, go for it.
Well, I'm Alex. I play guitar and sing, and I recorded all the songs.
I'm Maria. I sing and play guitar, and I wrote some of the songs.
I'm Susie, and I play bass. And Joel is peeing, and they play drums. And here they are.
Woohoo! Now we are all here. Last but not least.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Joel's here now.
We were just introducing ourselves.
Oh, God. Yeah. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Hey. All right. Okay, so I have, let's see, intro, names, instruments, mother's maiden name, social security numbers, anyone?
I think it's on Bandcamp.
9114-2069.
All right. Wow. Good to know. Thank you. Thank you. And your birthday's today.
Yes.
So that makes it easier for everyone listening, too.
Exactly. So you can just plug both of those pieces of information in.
Thank you.
And happy birthday. I'm so excited for you to be here and spending it with us. Have you
Thank
done anything
you.
Special to celebrate?
Oh, not really. We had a little gathering last weekend. Yeah, I don't know. More surprises to come. I think this being on the radio is my birthday present. So, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm happy to be able to give you a birthday present.
Hooray.
So this album coming out, it is self-titled, and it is your first release since 2019. Why the long gap? I mean, the pandemic kind of happened in there, but...
Well, we've been, like, working on it since Machine, which I think is, like, just about 10 years old now. Like, that was the sort of plan was... Machine was going to be the single, and then these would all be the album for that single, but then it took 10 years to really make, and then halfway through I was like, oh my, like we're still writing songs, and so I wanted to make something just to like prove to myself that we still could, so that was the 2019 thing, and then this Friday's the thing we've been working on for so long, so.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And you guys are doing an album release show, right?
Yeah, at the Corner Art Room on April 20th with Winkler and Puppy Problems. I think it'll be more like stripped acoustic, but pretty intimate. It'll be really fun.
And Corner Brighton. Art Center in Brighton. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Brighton.
Brighton.
Sweet. I'll be looking forward to it. Yeah. And do you guys have any other shows coming up?
Not at the moment. We're trying to get something like around New England. We want to start playing out of the city more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we give... Is there a band email that people could send us
shows
at? Like, seriously?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, please plug yourselves. Yeah, why not? Where can that's everyone fine. Find you?
Instagram handles Salty Greyhound. That's a good place to message us. Or saltygreyhoundmusic@gmail.com. Yeah. Both of those places.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good. Are you guys just looking to start playing more gigs, get back out there?
I think so, yeah. We played at Nice Fest last summer, which was like a really great time. It was great to be like mic'd up and have like, I know, I feel like probably 99% of all of our shows have been in like basements or DIY things, which is awesome. But that was a cool
treat. Yeah, it was fun to get the whole technical experience, and yeah, that was a good one. But still looking forward to playing more basements too.
Yeah, well, so it's all good. Great. Yeah.
It's just fun to play.
Yeah, in general, yeah. For sure. Amen.
And I was actually, I was looking into you guys a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed that you played a show like in 2019 with a band called Dig Safe. I don't know if you remember them.
Where was it?
It might have been O'Brien's. I saw it on your Facebook.
Yeah, I do remember that show, I believe so. Yeah.
Well, such a good band name.
Yeah, right?
Love Dig that. Safe.
Always remember, dig safe.
Yeah,
call
it's
ahead.
True. It's important.
It is.
Call ahead. Yeah, pre-pandemic times are a little hazy, but...
Yeah. But the reason why I know that band is because they were a Tufts band, and the
nice.
Lead singer, Emma, was actually the general manager of the station.
Oh, no way.
Like, back in 2018, 2019.
Yep.
So
nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice
yeah. When
connection.
I saw that, I was like, oh
yeah,
I know them.
Emma better be listening.
Yeah, Emma.
Yeah. So how'd you all start playing together?
Well, we formed, I asked Maria to start playing some music and playing together. Cause I was too nervous to ask her up on like a real date or anything. Well, then we started writing some songs, and then we had like just over the years just a ton of friends playing with us, and Maria and Susie went to
go very far. I was living with Al and Maria when we first started playing together, and then Joel and I date.
Yeah,
and so
do.
It's like an
it's a double date
situation.
Yeah. It's kind of
it worked
the
out.
Best standing double date.
It's
there.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That's really
That's
cute.
Yeah.
So we've been through a few iterations of band members,
yeah.
but this is the best one.
I feel like at one point we had like
whole bunch
I don't know,
of people.
Like 10
yeah.
people or something.
This
like
yeah.
at once.
The way we sound now is completely different from when I saw you guys before I knew you, and two, even just like
yeah.
5 years ago.
Lots more instruments.
Totally yep. different. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, more Not concise everything. Now, I feel.
Yeah.
Both are good, but yeah.
Beefy too, though.
Yeah.
We're beefy.
Yeah, but it feels like this is like still the debut album somehow. Like it's like this is the songs that we actually play live.
Yeah,
I feel,
the
I
debut
know.
Of this version of us.
Yeah. But yeah.
Cool. And I think you've previously released Dog's Mouth, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And this is remastered at Peerless Mastering.
Well, it does sound great, and I also recognize Offensive to Cats.
Yeah,
but
that was an oldie classic.
We re-recorded that. We like added a ton more instruments, and I sort of did my own mix of it. I think I'm really excited about how it sounds now.
Sweet.
But we really beefed up the ha-has. It's like a group of people now on it.
But I don't recognize any of the other ones. I don't think. Are they all unreleased so far?
Yep.
Cool.
Not by any means new, but new to the world.
You know what, though? I do feel like, because I feel like you're not going to say it for yourself, Alex has really poured, like, just the thought into the arrangements is, like,
yeah,
it,
for
was
sure.
pretty, it was mind-blowing. Yeah. Like, we didn't hear these songs like this until we went to the mastering lab with you guys and heard everything, like, you know,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, it took so
sink.
Long because
yeah,
Alex
incredible.
Was perfecting it for
yeah,
a long,
really,
long time.
It,
yeah.
And it shows.
And we also sort of started like a little music studio in our basement that this is sort of like a big billboard for if anyone likes how it sounds and wants to record some songs. First one's free. Hit me up.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah, shit. I'm
yeah. Where can people reach out to you?
The Salty Greyhound Instagram's a good place. The studio name is Dog's Mouth Recordings, named after the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so what have you guys been up to in your 5-year hiatus?
I think getting the studio together.
Mm-hmm.
We've been writing a lot of songs.
Yeah, we have a lot ready to go, basically.
Yeah.
And
really?
Now, yeah, after this release show, I think we're going to be playing a lot of newer stuff. So yeah, just a lot of writing, I think, and plugging away at this album.
Yeah, learning how to just sort of record a song like without over producing it, which I sort of got in a little trap with these songs sometimes of like trying to do too much to them, and I think yeah, we're more streamlined now.
Yeah, I think future releases will be a little bit less, I don't know,
yeah.
production heavy maybe?
Yeah. And just
simpler.
Easier. I don't know. I know
faster,
more about mixing
hopefully.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to shoot for like, I think a release a year would be really, really cool. We'll see if that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's still like a lot of work and effort.
Yeah.
we'll,
a year
yeah.
from now, I'll probably be like, oh, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, in what world?
Well, if you need any inspiration, last week I had a band on who they started in 2019 and they just released their 12th album.
That's awesome.
What? So who is that? That's ridiculous.
They're called Free Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. They're local psychedelic-y.
Yeah.
But very prolific. So if they can do it, you guys can do it.
Oh, yeah. We can do one a year then, for sure.
Yeah. And yeah, so how, most of these songs on here are ones that you've been playing for years. But you said that you're also working on new stuff. How has your approach to making songs changed over the years? Has it changed?
I think it's changed a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I feel like the album are songs that we would write separately and then come together and just turn them into full band arrangements. And recently, like since the pandemic, Maria and I have actually started writing songs together, like that are co-written. So that's pretty cool to us to be doing, which I'm excited to record.
I think
those.
Most people, that's the normal way they do it, and we only kind of got around to that several years in, and we're kind of like, I don't know if Alex will have a melody and I'll have words or vice versa, or we'll both have bits of both and hodgepodge them together, and then we kind of realized that actually works out pretty well. Basically what you said.
Yeah. I guess we just started co-writing a lot, which is the main difference.
And so as you guys have changed your writing process, your sound must also change, and you've also gone through several, even looking at your two releases from 2019, they both have fairly distinct sounds. Mm-hmm. I think your machine comes across like very like David Byrne LCD sound system. Synthy, and then like Capsule was like, I was like, when I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, that's like Violent Femmes, Pixies, like more, you know, that energy. Who are your other musical influences, especially when it comes to the new album? Or the new old album.
Yeah. I feel like definitely like the Pixies, and I think Pavement, and I feel like at that time we were really listening to like the Flaming Lips and Arcade Fire. I feel like those were the really huge names from back then. And then I think now recently it's a lot more of like, I don't know, like we listen to a lot more Sparkle Horse.
Sparkle Horse. Yeah. That's a big one for now.
Yeah, and Alex G.
Alex G.
Yeah. I think that's sort of like the, from here on out, it's sort of a little bit more in that. I don't know. We still got some of the old. Yeah. And then we still have some songs that are really loud and everything. But
And at that end of the table, the other couple, what music inspires? Do you guys partake in much of the songwriting?
Not so much.
Yeah, we pretty much just do our part. Like, you know, I mean.
We do our part.
Al and Marie are pretty generous with, like, we can do.
Yeah. I think, like, when you guys more recently have been writing songs, you'll be like, here's the song, and then Joel and I.
Yeah, we do. We'll maybe help structure.
Yeah,
that,
no, exactly.
Drum parts and figure out the structure, so but we're not songwriters over on this side of the table.
I think you could be.
You know,
it'd be fun.
Maybe someday. Alex and I maybe feel on like the next album.
To collab.
Weird electronics.
Yeah.
I think Susie, we just wrote a song that you sing on.
Oh, true. A little bit. Yeah, first and I think there's one song on the album that I have a very distant background vocal on.
Oh yeah, on the ladles. Yeah.
So
for true fans to locate. Yeah.
Well, who's a bass player that you... Do you, like, think of any bass? I
don't know, that's stupid.
No, that's a great question. Thank you for doing my job, yeah.
Bass players.
I'm free.
Well, I really like the Pixies, like Kim Deal.